the beginning of the Parshas Ki Savo, which represents the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim has two components to it. Component number one, as you can see in the early Pesukim in Perek Chavav, Rashi actually cites the Chazal. There's a mitzvah of bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha, which is the well-known Pasha of Arami Yobi Lavi. That's in Pasuk Hey, of Perek Chavav. It's the same Pasha that the Mishnah writes in Arim Psochim, V'doshim Arami Yobi Lavi, Achiyigmo Kol HaParsha Kulam. That's the subject of exegesis, Halel HaSeder. And the same Pasha is also utilized in the context of the mitzvah of Bikurim. Rishonim write, because there's a fundamental yesod that's being enunciated, that's being articulated here, and that's the yesod of Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, showing gratitude to Hashem Yisbarach, is obviously the key thing, both at Leil HaSeder, as well as for a farmer who was successful and who produced a rich bounty of Bikurim, and therefore, this is the yesod of Hakaras HaTov. The Mishnah writes in Bikurim, I believe it's in the third perek, the Mishnah indicates that Odeyu hasal al ksefo. The sal shel bikurim, the basket of bikurim, is still on his shoulders. Right away, he says, "Bekol gadol." The pasuk that's found over here, in pasuk gimel. Uvasoy la kohen asheyeh bayam ma'ein v'amarto elov. He garti ayom l'Hashem elokecha ki vosi al oretz ashenishba Hashem la'avoseinu los eslonu. Agada is, of course, has a number of translations. But certainly one of them is Lahagid, as in Magid, of Leil HaSeder. Another is Hagada Seidus. Another is, they say, Shevach Vodot Hashem is Barak. There are many translations of the language of Yigadati. All of them are embedded here in this Pasuk. And that's what the farmer indicates. And Rashi, on the spot, quotes a Sifre. The Amarte Elov, says Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, She'en Chog Kofui Tova. Rashi said that you have to, in effect, with this statement, you're issuing a declaration that you're not an ingrate, that you're makir tov to Hashem Yisbarach, that you appreciate the bounty that you are, Baruch Hashem, blessed with. So, this statement of Rashi, She'en Chog Kofui Tova, I've mentioned many times the Chovos Halavos, which you're all familiar with, that the foundation of all midos is dafka, the midah of Hakaras HaTov. That's at the tashtit, the anchor, the bedrock of all midos is Hakaras HaTov, showing gratitude. And that's a midah that I speak about on an ongoing basis in my yeshiva, including every single day of this week, when the yeshiva began, literally, pshuta k'mashmo, that they have to recognize young men, that they have to be makitov, that their parents gave them the opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael for a year, for two, for a year and a half, whatever it may be, and recognize the fact that their lives are going to be transformed here in the most significant kind of way, and obviously, for that, they owe a tremendous Hakaras HaTov to their parents, and ultimately, Hakaras HaTov to Hashem Yisbarach. But of course, it reminds us of a number of earlier Pesukim in Chumash, and maybe I'll just mention some of them by way of recollection. In my own mind, Adam HaRishon, after the Chet that Adam HaRishon committed, so Hashem asked him, you don't have to look at the Pesukim, I'll read it for you, it's easier, quicker for me to find it. Hamin Ha'etz Asher Tzivisicha, the Bilti Achol Mimenu Acholta. Did you eat of the tree that I command you not to eat from? So, what's the response of Adam HaRishon? Right away, he points a finger at Ha'isha Shenasati Imodi. He blames it on her and his wife. He nostali munayis ochel. Says Rashi on the spot, Kan kofar betova. Lashon Rashi. Similar to the language that's used over here. We'll see in a moment, it's not exactly similar, but we'll get to that in a few moments. Rashi says here, Adam HaRishon was kofar betova. The Mokar of Rashi is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's one of Dr. Stern's Masechtas, one of his many, probably it's all Shas, probably Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon kofar betova hoya. I think Rashi here says, can kofar betova. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, if I'm not mistaken, says, Adam HaRishon kofui tova hoya shenema ha'isha shenasati imodi hi nasta limudayetz. So there are two different expressions that Rashi has used. One is in the context, as I said, of what I mentioned a moment ago, the pasuk here in Perek Gimel, pasuk Yudbei, so Isha Shechasati Imadi, she gave it to me. Says Rashi, Kan Kofar Bitova, and here the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says Adam Avishon Kofui Tova Haya. Two different expressions. Rashi by us, She'encha Kofui Tova. I want to know what's the distinction between these two expressions. I'm generally very much into language and text. That's all I talk about. These are two totally different expressions. What's the distinction between them? One is Shein Chakov Utova here in Bikurim, in Kisavo, and the other over here, as Rashi says, Kan Kofar Bitova. Now, Kofar Bitov obviously means simply that a person doesn't recognize, doesn't acknowledge the fact that Baruch Hashem is the recipient of the largest of Hashem is Baruch, L-A-R-G-E-S-S-E. He's the recipient of a lot of benefaction on the part of Hashem Yisbarach. He's mezalzel, that which was given to him, and that's undoubtedly midah, which is clearly not a good midah. And Rashi here, as I said, the lashon of her in Bereishis kan kofar betova, so that would seem to be embedded in that language, and undoubtedly that is one, shall we say, level, but there's another level. Namely, let's look at the pasuk here more carefully. Had other Mishnah said, Ha'isha nosna li v'ochel, that would be Kriya B'tova. The woman that decided to give me from the Eitz Hadas, so that itself would be something which is obviously terribly tragic. It's chomer by itself, but he went further. Ha'isha Hashem nasate imadi, he added, the woman, you Hashem, that you gave her to me, he nosna li v'ochel. So here there's what the Gemara calls in Tainus, hatochas dvorim klapi mala. Not only did he go ahead and not be makito to his wife, she gave it to him, but he added, ha'isha Hashem nosata imodi. There's another element, another component here, namely Hashem Barach is also involved, also complicit in the crime, if you will. Not only she, but you. You gave me the wife in order to be mashal me, chas v'sholom. In order I should be nishal, I should stumble. Wow. That is not just kofar b'tov, but as kofui tov. As I'm trying to explain these two different expressions. Araya, I have to bring Araya. You're not going to, he won't accept what I'm going to say, stamazay. So the Gemara also, Rabbi Zora, and Apey, I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, but we'll be samech on the one who learned the Avodah Zarah, I think a few years ago, not long ago, busy going through Shas. I don't have time to learn any of these Mesefis. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, I'm just more or less going to try to recall the context of the dialogue that the Gemara records between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael in the context of the Dor HaMidbar. Moshe tells them that you are Kfuyei Tova B'nei Kfuyei Tova. You are essentially ingrates. Can I use that term? Someone who's not grateful. The children of Bilbi who are not ingrates. Why are you Kuyei Tova? So the Gemara there quotes the Pasuk in Bamidbar, in Parshas Chukas. V'nafshenu kotza balechem aklokel. They're talking about the man. So the Torah says, "Vayidaber ha'om be'lokim u'b'moshe, lama he'elisunim mi'mitzvayim lamus b'midbar, ki ein lechem ve'ein mayim, v'nafshenu kotza balechem haklokel." You know what Chazal tell us about the man? There was only, how shall we put it? It was ingested, but there was no egress. That's what Rashi calls some Chazal from the Gemara. And therefore, that's what they said. So Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Kofui Tova b'nei Kfuyei Tova. Kofui Tova, because it says here, V'nafshenu kotza b'alechem haklokel. What about Kfuyei Tova b'nei Kfuyei Tova? Going back to what? Ha'isha shenasati imodi. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hey. Now the Gemara says, you are children of, going back to your forebears, namely, Adam Arisha, Ha'isha shenasati imodi. Now, describing the man, which is, according to Chazal, I remember I had a Rebbe in day school, and we asked him, because my father, Shalom, told me, ask him every single word of the translation. So I asked him, what's the translation when the Torah describes the man over here, v'tamo ketzapiches bidvash. I asked him, Rebbe, I must have been in third grade. What is it, tzapiches bidvash? So he gives me a whole Shtikl Torah, and the Shtikl Torah basically goes back to Bereshis, the creation, and then Noach, Avosenu Hakdoshim. Finally, we get to Sefer Shemos, and Hashem gave us the man, and the man was sweet as honey. So I said, Rebbe, what's the definition of tzapiches bidvash? Nocham Ol, the Geshichta repeats it again. He didn't translate the word tzapiches. He couldn't translate. He didn't know the translation. I don't know at Ayom Hazeh what the translation of that is. Tzapiches bidvash. But instead of seeing the tam of tzapiches bidvash, the tam of the man, so instead of seeing it, what do they describe it? Lechem aklokel. I don't even know how you translate that. Let's say small bread. Lechem aklokel. That's not only kfira betova, but that's kofu tov. You're being mezalzel in the matas Hashem. Not only are you kofir betov, but you're kofu tov. The way I said earlier, in terms of the psukim that I mentioned, yeah, he just said, Ha'isha gave it to me. Okay, you're kofir betov. Woman is a matana. One of the greatest matanas that Hashem gave us, a wife. But then you go further. Hashem nasati imadi. Then you pin the blame on Hashem Yisbarach. And here also, not only do you not, shall we say it, acknowledge the matan of the man, but lechem aklokel. Last night we had a dinner in our yeshiva. So the opening dinner. So I'm sitting at a table with all these Shanalo students. They tell me, Rosh Yeshiva, wow. The food here in yeshiva is gewaltig. It was obviously a catered dinner. And this morning, the same person was sitting next to me. What kind of food do you have here in this yeshiva? Mm-hmm. It's the morning after. Well, today the breakfast was not exactly breakfast of champions. What?
He needs a ladle.
Very good. So, and Rashi, of course, quotes from Chazal that the man was, as I said before, Nibla b'chali v'reim, v'lo yotza achutza. And so here we have, as I said, both kfira betov and kofitov. These are two different expressions. Lefi Ani Zvaiti.
Is there also a difference that, like, saying someone said Lashon Hara is a Baal Lashon Hara?
Excellent. Ani Maskin. In other words, essentially, you're just compounding the felony. Excellent. Ani Choshev Shazan Acham. But I'm trying to be meduyak in these two expressions, and I have to look into it more carefully, but I believe it's correct. Libi Omerli, there's a distinction between the two. What you're saying is 100% correct. Now, let me just mention, while I'm at it, since I'm just starting in my merry way here, Hakaras HaTov. The midah of Hakaras HaTov, as I said earlier, the most fundamental of all midahs. Now, let me ask a question which is asked by all the Rishonim and the Balei HaMusar are very into this question. And as we mentioned a moment ago from Rashi, Bikurim represents this idea of Hakaras HaTov, showing gratitude to Hashem. And that basically is in order to confront the, how shall we put it, the machismo, the ego of Kirchhoff Yitzhak, the Asali Sachael Zed, the Pasikir and Dvarim, the Perches. So that's what we're trying to, in a sense, confront. So we know that the Pasuk says here also in Dvarim Perches, Ki Al Kol Motzah Pi Hashem Yichi Ha'adam, the Torah describes how Hashem provided us with every imaginable necessity when we came to the desert. And Klal Yisrael Azoche, after that, to finally enter Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a 14-year hiatus of Kibush V'Chiluk, of capturing Eretz Yisrael. And all that, essentially, was very significant, that Hashem, obviously, was the one who brings us to Eretz Yisrael. We have to be Makritov, and it's a Pesukim Kimat, throughout Sefer Dvarim, recognizing what Hashem has given us, and we shouldn't think, Kotev Yotzev Yodi, Asa Li Esachai Lazeh. Now we have the opportunity, in the context of the Parsha Bikurim, to express that Hakaras HaTov, V'yato hine evesis, v'eshis pri adom Hashem nasato li Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, Hashem nasato li Hashem, contrasted with, you gave me that woman, and obviously things were have gone awry. But here, it's a recognition of what Hashem actually has done. So, there's a very famous kasha that's asked, basically, and the one who really presents it so beautifully is the Ramchal. Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, besides writing Mesilas Yesharim, wrote many other very, very classic Svarim. That's not my area of expertise. I don't have, it's very difficult to have expertise in Kol HaTorah Kula. I've been struggling my whole life with Chumash and Rashi. But Amisha Chaim Lutzato has a sefer called Das Tunos. A lot of fundamental yusidus in that sefer. I think people told me everything's translated into English. So there he has a dialogue between the Seichel and the Neshama. That's the way he presents it. By the way, I assume you're aware, the Seichel Sharm has two formats. The regular format, and there was a very chashur Tam Chochem in Cleveland, who put out the other format of the Seichel Sharm. He wrote two of them. The second format is written in the form of a dialogue, of a play. Almost fascinating, and it's kedai to learn both. And he put it in one sefer. The Rav from a Machon in Machon Ofek, I think it's called in Cleveland, Ohio, is a Telza. He's a Sfardi, Odom Godel, he's himself a Gabba Rabba, Master Talmud Chacham. So the Seichel and the Neshama are having this debate, and the question that the Neshama asks is a very obvious question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mate to us, you probably know that there's a big machlokes among the poskim, among the Bali Machshava, I would put it better. Why Hashem created the world. Rav Soloveitchik once said that his grandfather, Chaim Briska, went to visit a Chabad relative on the Baltic Sea. They came there. He came with the Dayan Simcha Zelig, Riga, Sefer Sadiq and Mevrocham, and the fellow wasn't there. They were waiting. They saw a Sefer on the shelf, and the Sefer has this Hagdama, which is the discussion, why Hashem created the world. Machlok is a Rishonim. One Rishon says, this is a big Machlok Zechachme, and Yigma Chachme. And this stuff, basically, you learn about Banach Chumash and Amchal and all the Ibn Kubalim, you see clearly, Teva HaToy Ba'etim. The Ibn Shom is a Baal Chesed, but maybe they created the world, but he's Chassid and Ruach, to do Chesed with the created beings. What's the other position? The other position is no. Pasi Shayo, Kala Niko Vishmi, Lechvodi, Borosim, Yitzartim, Af Asisid. Hashem, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, the way the Banach Chumash writes, Hashem created the world, Lechvodo, in order that his glory should be basically enhanced by the ruin, by all the people. So, the Rapsim Chazel Griya said to Abchayim, what does the Rebbe think? This one or that one? So he said, neither this one nor that one. Classic brisk. But why did Hashem create the world? You know why? Because Yom Echad, all of a day, told him, he decided one fine day to create the world. This is so classic brisk. So Rapsim Chazel Griya said to Abchayim, this way, that way. Raya is in the Kaddish. Bi'olma divira kiruse. Kirtzono. Ola bidaito yom echad. Birtzayna divira sayla. Mazubar sayla. So neither this time nor the other time. This is so classic risk. Okay, but the question is that he raises, if Hashem wanted to be made to a person, why does he confront us with some of the nisyanis? Why do we literally, surrounded by all types of challenges on the way to Oishev Oishev, as they like to say here, with an olive, with an ayin, and Mishcholim that can bring to so many mashberim, so many challenges. That's the kasha, the neshama is the seichel. And the seichel answered, in order that whatever hatova we receive from Hashem should be a hatova shleima. What does that mean? A hatova that comes as a result of Yigia Kapecha Kiseichel Ashrecha V'Toyvach. I believe Dr. Kallis, I've heard you speak about this more than once. I don't know if you remember, but you have alluded to this work ethic concept more than once in the course of the 3 years that I know you. I know, as he says, the Das Tunos, Rav Chal, that you want to have really an appreciation of Tov without Boshes Ponim, without what they call Namad Gisufa, without a sense of everything Magiali and the like, then you better understand the Yisod of Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel. Orphan Aniyim are literally Mevuyoshim. That's what he writes there, Rav Chal and Das Tunos. Often they're embarrassed, they're humiliated, they have to be on the receiving end. The truth is, this Chiddush is found earlier, before the Rav Chal. I am very fond of a Sefer that I discovered at the age of 13 when I went to hear Moreno Moran Hagoyim V'Avom Hakoyim Pam Zatzal in Tarvadas in Williamsburg. I used to hear Rishmuzin every Friday for many years. I was the youngest fellow there, 13 years old, sitting right in front of him, all the Avreichim there. He said a shmooze every Friday morning. And I think I told you, my father was shown, Friday I had no school, no high school. I had school on Sunday, and none on Fridays. So my father didn't know what to do with that middle child that he had. The one that you know, one of my children, he doesn't have any of those issues. But that middle child, his father, had a lot of issues. Middle child syndrome. Anyway, so he decided to send that middle child to Brooklyn, which is a 2-hour train ride, and to Tamar Das to hear Pam Shmuz for an hour, and then a slice of pizza. All Shana wants to make a motzi, I need a nut, I want a slice of pizza. Back and forth and back and forth till I ask for Pam. Anyway, the kids are, and then another 2 hours back, and my father patted himself, Baruch Shem Tohani, Me'on Shoshal Sen. Probably said it B'Shem of Malchus. Anyway, so I discovered a sefer called the Magid Meshur. Pam, a number of times, mentioned that sefer. I own two versions of that sefer. Recently, they put out a much better version, and I had read the original version many years ago, and someone, Baruch Hashem, told me there was a better version, a bit, some Ma'amikomis, a bit more annotated. I immediately read the entire sefer, and I discovered that the Magid Meshurim asked this kasha of the Das Runos, the same kasha. Rav Yisrael Karo is the author of the Magid Meshurim, Magid Apirtei. By the way, the irony is that in the Mishnah Torah, the Kesem Mishnah writes a parish on the Rambam, which is very litvish, if I can use such terminology. And the Kesem Mishnah wrote, as you know, the Mishnah Halach, which is very litvish, if I can use that terminology. He's a Sfaradi Torah, of course. But litvish means there's no reference to Kabbalah, no allusion to Kabbalah. The only allusion to Kabbalah in the entire Mishnah Halach is, instead of writing Reish Ches Tzadik, he writes, instead of Reish Tzadik Ches, he writes Reish Ches Tzadik. Only allusion to Kabbalah. That's it, instead of it. So he also asked the same kasha. I actually xeroxed the Magid Meshurim, and I'll read you the Lashon of the Magid Meshurim. I only recently got the Sefer, went through the entire Sefer, and in the summer I had plenty of time, and so I did so. So he writes, I'll have to translate, that's going to be more difficult. It's in Aramaic. Nishmasin ad la'asa la'alma, the Neshamas, as long as they haven't come into this world, domu l'man da'achal nama d'malka below pulchana, are comparable to someone who eats bread, the bread of the king, without work. Ukadela meipag me'ayiki sufa, in order to save himself from that embarrassment, koi lemesi lahu alma, that embarrassment, he has to come down to this world and do what? Lisasek b'teiro u'mitzvah, la'avda u'lishomra, pasuk in Gan Eden. He has to go and work, the work ethic. V'yechlu nama b'lo kisufa, if he does that, he'll eat bread without any embarrassment. He will not have nama kisufa. So the hatova has to come as a function of incredible amount of work. However, the Das Zvunos adds to this comment of Rav Yisrael Karo with the famous Yerushalmi that's quoted by all the Gdolei Harishonim in Orla, Yerushalmi Perek Aleph Gimel, and becomes a Hashkaf HaSadim. I'll read the Yerushalmi and then I'll attempt to translate it. Yerushalmi says, if I have a shoot, Yichur, how do I translate a shoot? A shoot is a, oh, the simple English for that, yichur, a planting, a sapling, I'm not sure exactly, the word is shoot, that's the correct word, translation of yichur. If I have a yichur shel netia zekena, of an older tree, and it was part of this older tree, but it's a yichur, it's a shoot that came out of this older tree, and the parents are not orla, means we're talking about after 3 years, no orla. So when, at what point does this shoot become what's called the Yalda, a Sugya Nadar, famous Sugya. So it's Yerushalmi and Orla. At what point does it become a Yalda, does it become indigenous, independent, and therefore that you have to start counting the years of Orla? So one could argue, well, as long as it's attached to the elderly tree, not, says the Yerushalmi, almost like a botanical answer, if I could use such an expression, I don't know if that's a correct way of putting it, said the following. If the leaves of the young shoot Hovchin klapi atzma are turning towards itself, and are not facing the skeno, that's a sign that it belongs to the skeno. However, if it's pointing to the skeno, the shoot, that's a sign it's already independent. And the Yerushalmi writes, similar davar, almost like a, besides the botanical element, the psychological element that's embedded here, similar davar, the ochel min chagrei, somebody who is compelled to eat from his friend's bounty because he doesn't have his own, bohis mistakel, I can't even look at him because of the embarrassment, because of the humiliation that's involved in having to be on the receiving end, rachmanu litzlan, it should not happen to anyone. So essentially, what did Hashem do? This is what Rav Chal and lengthy piece there in Das Tzvunos talks about, this work ethic concept, la'avda u'lishomra, that Hashem gave us the ability. My father Shalom used to speak about this, kol hayom kol laila. I grew up on the work ethic. I was never zeicher. I said, it's a schus to learn in the kollel. Ani lo zachite. I've been working my entire life because that's what my father drilled into me. My children, Baruch Hashem, came out, all of them learned in Kabbalah. And they had Baruch Hashem, El Papa, to help them. I don't mean the Pope in Rome. But anyway, I mean the Pope was sitting here. So, the idea is that a person, in effect, has to develop this work ethic sense. Otherwise, it's situation. I want to give you a mashal, the Ma'ad Davodim. I think it's a correct mashal. I don't know if you'll agree with me. The Rambam has a Matas Aniyim, a very famous Rambam. He has 8 milos of tzedakah, very famous Rambam. There are 8 levels of tzedakah. And Zula Malam Zul, what's the highest level? Hamachzik B'yad Yisrael. The highest level is someone who can provide someone else with a job, who can provide them with education, with training skills, and puts him, sets him on his feet. Till ad shelo yistak labrios. And that's Lashon Matas Aniyim. He won't have to have recourse to any other human being in order. So that Maila, of course, is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be run. And that's why he told on the Rishon, he put him in Gan Eden, La'ovda u'lishamba. He should not eat lechem shel chesed, because that would be namad kisufa, it would bring to boshes ponim, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chemda Teva Rechava, La'ovda u'lishamba. But of course, obviously, we have to have a recognition of Hakara Sato to Hashem Yisbarach as a result of what he gave us. And this will now lead to the second issue, which I'm going to discuss, which is also a very fundamental issue in our Hashkafa. There's a Pasha here, as you know, all of you are familiar with it, called Vidui Meiser. This is Mishnayos and Meisers. If you want to see the Pesukim, you can look at it. Kisavo, here the Torah tells us, very beginning. In Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yudbeski, Schalel Aseres Kol Masat Vuoscha, the Torah says you have to make an accounting. We have here in front of us some very astute and very outstanding accountants. You have to make a statement. You carried out what Hashem asked you to carry out. V'gam Masat L'Levi, gave the Levi Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Oni Ger, Yosef Amono, Lovati Mitzosecha, V'lo Shachachati. A very famous Rashi here that caused almost a tornado. Said Rashi, Lo shachachti miuvaracha la afreshes maisus. Sounds like a bracha daraisa and afreshes tumas maisus. This Rashi is found twice in Kol HaTorah Kula, once here, once in brachas. And the Rishonim have a field day. The only bracha that's been daraisa is Birchas Hamazon. And according to the Ramban, Birchas HaTorah. That's it. The Mishnah Berurah and Mem Zayin. Says the halacha, something brachas atera, you go back. The chumra, normally something brachas the hakel. Something happened here, but I don't know. It looks like it. So other things came on, I don't know what that means. But anyway, but you have, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Okay. So there's something called, and this is called what? Vidui. He's basically making a statement where he's patting himself on the back, the Gemara and Seita. The Gemara calls it Shevach. In fact, the Velt means all the Rishonim, all the Achreinim, Sfarno on the spot, many Rishonim on the spot, and then there's a field day, the Mishnayos and Maisos. Why is this called Vidui? I'm patting myself on the back. We know what Vidui is. We clap. Al Chet Shechaton Levanacha. So I've said many times the Tales of Rav Soloveitchik. Many times. That's not what I'm going to suggest today. But the Tales of Rav Soloveitchik, in brief, he said he grew up in Poland when they said Vidui, Beis Meir. Meir gechecht, demoy sholish, meir gevent. We cried and we basically moaned and groaned when we said Vidui. He comes to Berlin, how do they say Vidui? Like a bunch of soldiers marching. So he said, wow, the Masoret in Germany, that's the only two Masoret that Soloveitchik thought were legitimate. Temani Masoret and German Masoret. I spoke about this a few weeks ago. 2 weeks on Friday night with the cholam of the O, the way it should be pronounced over here. And then I brought by some Asegur Shavashim, Hagi Ashkenaz, and then the half the shul, not half. 98% argued with me. Whatever the case is, I told them they're all wrong. And I quoted Avak Kamenetsky and Avshai Dolitsky, and none of these sort of knew exactly how to pronounce these, but we lost everything. We lost that Masera. Even the Germans, the Yankees, lost their Masera as well. The Temanim still have it, the other ones. Okay, but the Rav said, what do you see from Berlin? Take it! Dialectic of Vidui. What does Vidui basically entail? Tzvei Dinim. Two aspects. One, a recognition of my present reality, which is not ideal. Namely, one has to somehow ready to clap al chet and clap it in the sense that recognizing his wayward behavior and hopefully doing tshuva. But there's also another aspect of Vidui, that we have the ability, the potential, to rise up and raise ourselves up from our bootstraps and Baruch Hashem, once again, return to Hashem's Baruch Hashem, Rav Nayan, Nishar Yitshuva. I learned that Sefer in Chedesh Elul. Keseder has these two things. Keseder, a recognition of where we are, Hakar Sachet, but also the understanding that Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us the potential to do tshuva and come back Chadesh Elul Kekedem. So there are two aspects of Vidui. One is a more never aspect, and the other is a very positive aspect. Tvedinim, that's the Poland, that's the Berlin. Okay, that's a teretz, a brisket teretz to this kasha. But there's another teretz to this kasha, which is also, I think, equally significant. When a person says this vidui, so there's a Rashi. Rashi makes a very interesting observation, and Rashi actually is all, I would say, even a startling observation that Rashi says over here. Namely, Rashi says, Osinu mashigazarta aleinu. You, Hashem, we want to tell you, we've done what you decreed upon us. Namely, if you remember the end of the parasha, was to say, Hashkivim amkoshchem ha-shamayim, uvarech ha-sam chas Yisrael. Because we have said, we do, we want you to bless all Yisrael, and bless Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, asinim asher gazarta aleinu. Asei atah, now you got to do your part. What's incumbent upon you, you should do. Carry out your part of the bargain. Namely, what did you say? You said, that's basically, what did we say? I did my part. Hashem, you do your part. Quid pro quo. Have you heard of such a thing? We do, Baruch Hashem, many, many mitzvahs. And let us say that. Do we get up? Okay. Ribono shel olam. I ate matzah. I ate maror. I drank 4 cups of wine. I did my haseba. I blew the shofar. I put on tefillin. Now it's your turn, God. Have you heard of that mindset? Do you hear such a thing? Maybe as a psychologist, you probably hear these things. I do this and I do that. Now, why am I not, shall we say, being compensated in return? Where's my recompense? There's no other place where we find it.
Am I sister?
There's one other place. 1 second. Okay, obviously, yes, Shachalik. But anyway, but I'll give you one other example, which always has struck my fancy and aroused my pique. And I'm very into this mitzvah. I am a little bit out of the box because I'm very makrid, only to daven with the Akohanim, almost on a daily basis for the last Baruch Hashem. This is my 29th year. The only time I miss Brichas Kohanim, and you'll probably tell me I should go to the Sfaradim Mechutz Laaretz, like many W. Yisrael did, or Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, and of course others who are Sfaradim themselves, so they don't have a problem. I can't always find Sfaradim Binyanim. I'm sorry, I apologize to you. You probably do that, I suspect, no?
They're at 4 in the morning.
I forgot about that. I forgot about the sleepers. You're saying, well, okay, so we'd probably be mivatei for that reason as well. But if you remember Bichas Kohanim, you have a similar kind of expression. I believe Gemara in Seita, Lama Tess, I taught that sugya Bichas Kohanim many times. I teach in the yeshiva Mishnah Berurah Bichas Kohanim every single year to all the Kohanim. Mamish Mishnah Berurah, word for word, Mila b'Mila. I'm very into this mitzvah. I love this mitzvah. I love all the mitzvahs. But it says, Ribono shel olam, Asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. You remember that in the Bichas Kohanim? Asei atah ma shehivtachta. We did what we're supposed to do. Name the Kohanim. We blessed Klal Yisrael. Now you do what you promised us. And that, guess what pasuk they say at the end? Vigu meiser pasuk. Hashkiva mamkashim hashayim. This my father Shom pointed out to me many times. This is the passage they say. They tell Hashem, Hashkiv v'mon chashon ha-shamayim. Uvarech ha-sam chas Yisrael v'esad no Hashem ha-sad v'lo. Hashem is b'at ha-mosim v'eret zon ha-schad l'vash. So there are two times. As far as I don't know any other times. Maybe you'll think of some other. I don't recall. Maybe Alan has some other. I think just Bichas Kohanim. And here, Vidu Meiser. So I've been bothered by this kasha for a long time. Don't worry about it, for decades. The one who asked me this kasha was my father's Zechavim Baruch. I didn't have an answer. I went looking in the last many, many years and finally found the Chassam Sefer. Where's the Kasha? The Chassam Sefer is Droshes. I don't know if you know. You probably read them in your spare time. I don't have much spare time, so I don't read the Droshes of Chassam Sefer. He asked his Kasha. And he asked the Kasha based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And I actually Xeroxed the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what I want to share with you. Very fascinating Gemara. Not so well known because it's in Chelek, it's in Derek HaAgodah, even I would not have remembered it. The Gemara has the following kasha. The Gemara says, there's a sefer in Tanakh that is not named for the person who basically is the author of the sefer. We call the sefer by one name, even though the other person whom we call the sefer by his name is not really the one who really said the sefer, namely Ezra Nechemiah. Who said the sefer? Nechemiah. That's what the Gemara says here. And that's how the Gimel of I'll read the Lashon. The Gemara says, talks first about Sefer Daniel, Shenikra al Shmo, Michli, Kol Milde Ezra, Nechemiah ben Chachalya, Aminu. Most of that which is found in Sefer Ezra was verbalized by Nechemiah ben Chachalya. Nechemiah ben Chachalya, my time of the Ikri, Sefer al Shmo. So why do we call the Sefer Nechemiah? What do we call the Sefer? Either Ezra Nechemiah or Ezra. That's how the Sefer is known. Both in halachic circles and other circles, not the Sefer Ezra. Why? Answered the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Abba, Mishehechzik Tov L'Atzma. Wow. The Gemara says it was a punishment. Why? Because what did he proclaim, Nechemiah? He asked the following tefillah we have in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Zochor li Elokai L'Tova. He asked Hashem, please. What did he ask Hashem? Remember me, L'Tova. Remember me for good. Remember Hashem, all that I did for Klal Yisrael. By the way, this language is found, if I'm not mistaken, four times in Sefer Nechemiah, including three additional times in, I think, the last paragraph of the Sefer, paragraph Gimel. I have to check it again. I once taught it as Nechemiah. I taught it in my yeshiva many years ago. I was trying to convince them to move to Eretz Yisrael. You can see, all of you, that was very successful. I'm just being cute. We have 150 Talmidim living in Eretz Yisrael, which is not bad for about 2,000. What do you say? Mm-hmm. Not sufficient, okay. I've heard you about this topic also. Anyway, the kids are, so the, that's what the Gemara says here. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Dov HaMelech, Nami, he also spoke like that. Zochreni Hashem, Ritzon HaMecha, Pogdeni B'Shua Secha, he told Hashem, because I did so many wonderful things. So the Gemara answers, no, David is different. David Rachmi Hu the Gabbai, he was asking Hashem for Rachmi. But Nechemiah was sort of, how shall I put it, patting himself on the back a little bit too much. And therefore he felt he was deserving of Hashem's largesse. So that's what Gemara says over here. And that's why a Sefer of Tanakh was not named after him. That's what Gemara says. So yes, that's some Sefer. What's the difference between what Nechemiah said and what we say here in Vidya Meiser? And what Kohanim say? Kohanim, we just said. We carried out our part of the bargain. Now it's your turn. Hashkib Mamkochem Hashamayim. Vidin Meiser. Same thing. We did this X, Y, and Z. Now it's your turn. You carry out your part of the bargain. In fact, some Savior. What's the difference between them and Nechemiah? It sounds like a quid pro quo. And he lost his immortality, Nechemiah, to a certain extent. Correct? So what's the difference? So I heard the name of the Talmud Rebbe, the present Talmud Rebbe, the following answer. This is what someone told me. And he suggested, here the Pasuk says that we tell Hashem, Hashkifa Mamkon Shem and Hashamayim, I listen, Shemati Fakol Hashem Elokoy, Asis Kol Hashem Tzivisoni. So Rashi says on that Pasuk, Asis Kol Hashem Tzivisoni, Samachti V'simachti Acher. Yeah, Rashi? I was besimcha when I brought the Bikurim, and I also was mesameach many others. I've been talking about simcha in Pirkei Avos for the last 5 weeks. So I won't be the Shabbos, unfortunately. But anyway, the last 5 weeks I've been talking about it. Both al pi halacha, I'm in the middle of making Kiddush and grape juice. That will take another 2 weeks. But whatever the case is, so the lack of simcha. Grape juice doesn't bring to simcha. Maybe
five. Depends
for who? Thank you. I have the schus of having this fine, outstanding rav in front of me. He's a musmach. He's also an accountant. He also has many other qualities. Anyway, so he presents me with yayin kal every little seder because I'm makpid, because of Rashbam and Avrib Sochim. I heard from Agoyim that the fine says that's how to drink mashke amashaker, yayin amashaker. It's also Rashi Babasa, it's Rashbam Babasa twice in Shas. Hasek Nesach Shekel Hashem. So that's what I'm makpid on. And he brings me the, he actually made. He did something which was very, very bold. He went from 3.4 to 3.6.
Four. We're up to four now.
Hold four. I didn't even look. No wonder. Probably I became drunk. Most likely. That's probably what happened. Look at you did, Alan. Anyway, so here, Apparently, so Rashi, what is Rashi saying here? So Mafti v'simafti acherim. Who are acherim? The answer is the ger, the yosom, the almon, all the downtrodden people in Klal Yisrael. I took care of them. By the way, the Rambam writes Hilchos Yom Tov over there in Perek Vov. Rambam pulls, he says, Asaleji used to say over that in Europe, the minhag was to get married on Erev Shabbos. Why? Why do they get married on Erev Shabbos? This way they can invite the entire city to the Sudas Chasen on Friday night. And that's Aloch, he said. Since a Sudas Chasen of Al Simcha, Simcha only is if it's not Simcha di Tzumka, Simcha Sakeres, but Simcha, we invite the downtrodden. And that's what they invited. The entire city was invited to the Leil Shabbos Seudas Chasana, and that was a kiyum, a real simcha, the ideal simcha. So Rashi, that's what Rashi. So my wife Shlita, she quotes what she heard from her Rebbe. Her Rebbe was Hagoyim of Avigdor Miller. She studied by Avigdor Miller. I always make a joke. I didn't know that before I got married. Had I known that, who knows what would have been.
Was he at the Chasin?
What was that?
Was he at the Chasin?
So, the answer is yes. I didn't know who he was.
Oh.
But he came to the Chasana. My wife had a kesher with him for a number of years. And he didn't, if you read any of his kontraisim, maybe you do read them from time to time. Wow, I didn't know there was such kanos that was available. And so, okay, I won't get into that aspect of things. So there's a Rashi in Rei. Merudik Rashi. Let me just see if I can find it for you. And that would be Kedai. So Rashi says here, my wife quotes his Rashi all the time. She heard it from him countless times. He's talking about the Parsha at Tzedakah. Kilo yechta alav yom mekev haaretz. Alkein anochi mitzaf v'leimar. The Pasuk says that we're supposed to give Tzedakah. Pasuach tiftach es yodcha lo'achicha la'niecha ulevyencha v'yatzecha. So there's a Rashi here. Rashi says something unbelievable. Rashi says, and the pasuk v'samachta l'vnei Hashem elokecha, atov v'incha v'techa, a little bit before, v'adducha v'avasecha v'agerecha Hashem v'sharecha v'agerecha v'yosav ala Hashem v'kibecha, says Rashi, the following. The Torah stresses, your son, your daughter, your eved, your slave, your omer, your maidservant, and the levi, who b'sharecha, and agerecha v'yosav v'almona. V'amokam v'shayuch Hashem elokecha, the shakei shmoshav, says Rashi, the following. I'm reading Moshe of Rashi now. The levi, the ger, the Yosom, the Amana, are my four people, says Rashi. They correspond to your four people. Namely, your son, Ben, Bas, your daughter, your Eben, your maidservant, says Rashi. Imatov tisameach et shali, ani asameach et shalcha. My wife quotes this all the time. If you make mine happy, I'll make you happy. Because Rashi says that Hashem made a pledge. What's the pledge? You take care of mine, I'll take care of yours. You worried about your four people, I'm worried about four people. You take care of mine, I'll take care of yours. Said the Talmud Rebbe, that's why Vidur Maaser is different. When the farmer can get up and say, Samachti v'simachti acherim, then he has a guarantee from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he'll be rewarded with a bracha. The farmer is not just disrespectfully challenging the Almighty with a bold kind of ha'oza statement, but rather he's reminding him of the promise that he has made. What? Okay, let me just. No, this is in Tez Zayin, the actual Rashi. Tez Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. You have it? It's in Tez Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda. You have it? Tez Zayin, look in Tez Zayin Yud Aleph. There Rashi says, it's on page 473 in the pagination of this little job. Sorry, we got another chavish there. Famous Rashi. My wife calls this Rashi, he knows my heart. So, other such mitzvahs, matzah, tefillin, mezuzah, don't include such prior commitment. But regarding worrying about unfortunate people in the community, people because of the vagaries of life were dealt a raw deal, what do you say? A raw hand. That's the lesson they use in the yeshiva. Raw hand. Then they think I play cards, which I don't. I don't have a clue. But I finally found out something called the Ace of Spades. They said, Hashiva, you never played cards in your life. He said, it says in my Gemara, I'm a Sacha B'Kuv, the Pasolatus. I don't want to be Pasolatus. They look at me as if I've gone off the deep end. Everyone plays cards, even Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not familiar with them. Rasolajic, I don't think he was into it. Nor any other Rosh Yeshiva that I knew. Okay, but whatever the case is, there is a divine guarantee. There's a haftach of Hashem's bracha. So the Talmud Rebbe said that also explains Bichas Kehanim. After these two, why? Because the Beis Yosef paskins, and this is a fascinating din, because people ask me this question all the time. An unmarried kohen is not allowed to duchen. Yeah, that makes sense. Someone who is ravak, kohen ravak lo yivarech. Adin shalavach, mechaber. We don't obviously pask like that. There are many Baruch Hashem single kohenim who duchen, and it's based, I believe, on a Mordechai. Maybe Shmuel Yadeke. Why? Mi shein lo isha, hasher b'lo isha, mar nivamas, shor b'lo simcha. If you're not married, you have no simcha in your life. In order to invoke the Bechas Kohanim, a person has to experience internal simcha. So the bracha, the Kohanim are invoking, Hashem should give us bracha ad b'lidai. A person who's not married is living without simcha. He cannot convey the intensity of the bracha the Bechas Kohanim is meant to invoke. You know, basically, when a Kohen goes up to say the Bechas Kohanim, he has to put himself in a mindset that he's b'simcha. He's in a joyful state of mind. I once heard from a guy named Zel Salomon Shlita, Shadabri before Shlema, the Mashgiach of formerly Gateshead and of Lakewood. I used to hear about Zel Salomon when I went to Lakewood to visit my brother in law, Zechariah Bracha, 6 to 7 times on Shabbos. He spoke before davening, between davening, after supper on Lel Shabbos, before davening on Shabbos morning, after davening Shabbos afternoon, in his house, before Shabbos Shabbos, in Shabbos Shabbos, and then Matzei Shabbos with my mom. I would follow him around. Rabbi Matzei Solomon, an astounding person. So I heard him say that there's a strange expression also in Bechaz Kohanim, namely, Asinu, the Kohen would say, Mashe Gazarta Aleinu. What is that statement? Gazarta. Gazarta means what you decreed for us. Keilu, Hashem issued a decree. It's a mitzvah, no doubt. A Kohen has to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. We are the Mishaburah, Kotzim Be'aloch, in the beginning there, that we are also obligated to be the recipients of the bracha. It's a din that we have to hear the bracha and be mekabel the bracha. So what kind of the exam are we talking about? It doesn't seem to be so harsh. They get up in front of the tzibur and they say, Bechas Kohanim, what's this exera? The answer is, it is exera. Namely, said Rav Matasyo, you, the Kohen, may be in the doldrums. You, the Kohen, may have just lost a fortune. You, the Kohen, have to get up, despite everything, in a state of simcha, and say, Hashem should bless Klal Yisrael with Oysher Oysher, with wealth, with Shleimus, with Hagonah, divine protection. He has to bring joy to Klal Yisrael. And that's why in Bechas Kohanim we also find this concept, V'samachta V'simachta Yisachirim. That's what Rashi says. Hashem says, I will take care of mine. No, you take care of mine, and I'll take care of yours. Okay, it's a bit of drush. Anilo Machish, I think it's a very nice piece of drush. Now I have another element. Am I given permission to go a bit further, or am I basically over on Baltesif? But that's not a fair way to present the issue. Since I heard from a very chashuv dentist, Tav Chocham, besides being a dentist, okay? So I guess we will have to, I was going to just briefly point out, and that is really the Sotar HaSalvation, but it needs a lot more arichos, but I alluded to it earlier, but I wanted to flesh it out considerably more, but it's not necessary. Namely, Vidur Meiser is really two elements, and one is we have to recognize, okay, we may have diverted from the course, we may have strayed a little bit here and there, but embedded in that vidui is the ability, the Rasalish is to call the Pasuk Shehashir, namely, Shchera Ani Venava, Venosi V'Shabayim. Tzvedirin, Shchera B'Venava. It's possible to be Shochar, to be Fashraz. Fashraz in the sense of with Somim, with Averos, with Chatoim, but at the same time, the ability to pick ourselves up. And there's I'll end with the Rashi that's found actually in, if I'm not mistaken, the end of Shmos. I assume you're familiar with that Rashi also. And this is how Rav Soloveitchik interpreted this Rashi as well. Rashi has a comment to Perek Lamed Ches, that's what it used to be. The Kiyor Vekano. You know, everyone knows the Rashi. In Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, Rashi calls it Merid Gebedish. In Perek Lamed Ches, at the end of Vayakil, Vayase Sakiyon the Choshes, Vayase Kanon the Choshes, page 228, the Maichomish, or Paraglam and Ches, Pasuk Ches, Vemaros Hatzovos, Hachatzovu Pesach Olmai. So Rashi says over there that this is a reference to what? That when Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were under Avodas Perach, they were working absolutely labor which was not even to be described as strenuous, just absolutely back breaking labor. Benos Yisrael Hoy Biyodan Maros. So their wives had mirrors that they utilized for the purpose of adorning themselves, and they brought these mirrors as an adorer for the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu despised that. So they were, for what purpose? Yetzirah business. He should accept that. These are more chavim to me, these maros hatzogos, these mirrors. Shall you dare me, Amidu Anoshim, Tzvod Rabbi Mitzrayim? Show you Baleim Yegeim Baburas Perach, when the husbands were completely almost enervated, drained of energy, backbreaking labor. They came, brought them food and drink, and with these maros hatzogos, Baruch Hashem, they were zoiche to be mabin doros, tachas atapuach orartich, pozne shashim, v'nasa akir man, the kira became, was constituted of this material. Losim sholem enish reishto, l'ashkaz milayim shibitoko, l'mishakinila, baila, the sugi of saita, v'nistara, and Rashi goes on to describe this. So essentially, what do we see here? This same idea. And even though it would seem that something is black, namely that maybe it's a horror, and elements that are nether, but those same elements can be transformed into the most positive, beautiful elements in the world. And that's the same idea of the vidui that we are saying, Tzvei Dinim, and that vidui, Shcheirani Venova, black is beautiful. That even with all the blackness of all individuals, not the people sitting in front of me, all Baruch Hashem Tzadikim, but once in a while we stray from the course, but we have given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity, the unbelievable matana of tshuva, to come back and recreate ourselves. And Chadish Amen Kekedim, Halavai Dischadish Elul should be Yitz Hashem, the impetus for that kind of movement, and we should be zoicha once again to be reinstated and completely embraced in the country of Shavu. Shikar. It's good that I came back. I haven't said a shir in a while, which is for me, Chias Abesim.
The miser is give miser on and it's not share because that's the same. That was the one of the test Hashem on, isn't it?
The Gemara says that a